Voters in Tulare this month are being asked to weigh in on a big issue, whether or not to support a new $55 million bond measure for hospital construction at the Tulare Regional Medical Center. You may recall the hospital last issued an $85 million bond back in 2005 to fund a new tower for the hospital district, but the project went out of control and construction stopped as the money ran out. Will voters choose to support the new project now in 2016, especially after the hospital received a one-star rating in a new report from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services? Joining us now on the phone, we have Visalia Times Delta reporter Jim Houck, who's part of a major team coverage the Times Delta did on the future of Tulare Regional. Jim, welcome.
Thank you.
From the 30,000-foot perspective here, some of our listeners know a lot about the hospital problems, but a lot of them don't. What exactly happened to get Tulare Regional in such a difficult situation? They've been working to get out of it for a few years now, but how did things go wrong in a snapshot view?
Well, there's a lot to it, but and it goes back a good number of years. I think it depends on your perspective on whether you were involved in the situation or whether you're a voter. I think a lot of residents felt that $85 million, which was the first bond issue, was gonna do it. They were gonna get a tower for that. Well,
and that's what they were told.
Yeah, sort of. That's part of the problem. The hospital did very quietly say that the project would. I think the first estimate was $100 million, but they never made a big deal out of that. Nonetheless, the people involved knew that $85 million wouldn't do it. They picked $85 million because they figured that's what they could get passed. They could get the votes they needed for $85 million and not much more. That's part of the problem. The other part of the problem was that there were dramatic cost overruns. The original plans were faulty, and so there were millions of dollars of change orders that went through. There was also a political problems within the board of the district, and on top of that, there was a move that sort of started in about 2010 to. What they called an affiliation, which meant a linkage with another management organization or hospital or something like that. They really weren't sure. And so what happened, I think in 2014, was that the board decided, well, we'll turn this management over to a company called HCCA, and the HCCA will appoint the CEO and they'll run the place. Well, that created a lot of questions among some people. The hospital, the supporters of the bond said, well, what happened here is that all of a sudden the hospital started making money and it was better run. And yeah, it's true, it did start making money. But the downside was that the hospital was one way or another going to be turned over to a private company, and the public control was going to be gone. And so that was part of the issue.
So now your series in the Times Delta looks at a lot of different issues here, including the regional competition that the Tulare Hospital faces just down the road in Visalia from Kauai Delta, also a public hospital. It's a hospital district as well. This is something that's not entirely unique to Tulare County, but it is certainly a big part of the local healthcare landscape. Has there been an increased number of people from Tulare going to Visalia for healthcare because of these problems?
I don't really know that. I think that's true, but basically, I kind of came up with those numbers almost accidentally, and I was very surprised basically what the story said was that 10 years before, about two thirds to three quarters of people who lived in the Tulare district were using the Tulare Hospital. That changed to 50%, and the other half were going to Kauai Delta. I was never really able to pin down exactly why. I think my hunch is that there were several. There are several factors here, it's kind of hard to say.
As we're talking about the future of Tulare Regional Medical Center, hospitals are certainly changing all around us in every community in California as the healthcare industry continues to evolve, to grow. There's a lot of consolidation and things like that. In smaller communities in the Valley, we've seen many small hospitals go away. You asked the question in one of the stories in your series, do the public in Tulare want a hospital? Is that something, can we make it as simple as that when it comes to this vote that's taking place by mail this month? Is this essentially a referendum on the future of Tulare Regional?
Well, it's a referendum on the future. It's the referendum on Tulare Regional. There's no question about it. The supporters of the bond issue are essentially claiming that if you don't pass this bond, the hospital is going to close. Well, that's not really the case. And there's a lot of argument about that. My reporting indicates that it could close, but it would close because they failed to meet new seismic standards that they're supposed to meet in 2030, I think. I don't know enough about, Tulare is a, I don't live in Tulare, although my family is from Tulare. Tulare is a very proud place. People in Tulare don't really care much for Visalia, and if they don't like to be compared to Visalia, and I think that's part of the issue. But is it a referendum on whether they want a hospital? I would assume that most people in Tulare want a hospital there. I've never heard anybody say no, I don't want a hospital here. So I think the issue is a little more subtle than that.
Jim Houck from the Visalia Times Delta with us today. Now, just a few months ago, there was another hospital bond measure on the ballot in Tulare County, specifically this time in Visalia for the Kauai Delta Hospital District, also that was going to fund hospital construction to meet these new seismic standards to replace an old part of the hospital that was built back in, I guess, the 50s or 60s. That was rejected by voters. Is that maybe a sense of the temperature of the public in Tulare County right now towards spending like this? Can we read anything into that when it comes to this new bond measure?
Well, I think that there were some interesting issues in the in the Cuyah Delta bond issue, bond election. One was its size. They were asking for a heck of a lot of money, and they were asking for it all at once. That's number one. Number two, there was a fairly widespread belief that people in within the Cuyah Delta district were paying for a hospital that everybody was using. Who weren't going to be paying off this bond, and that really bothered a lot of people. And the problem was that there wasn't really much that could be done about that. You can't tell people they can't come to your hospital because they don't live in your district. If they show up and they need to be hospitalized or they need to be cared for, they get cared for. That's the law, and that's the way it's going to be. I don't know how Cuyah Delta or Tulare, for that matter, gets around this. They can't do it. The other issue was an interesting issue that I think was one of the primary opponents of the bond issue was the man who is the CEO of the Tulare Hospital, and he put a lot of money in, sent out a lot of flyers and opposing the Cuyah Delta bond issue. I'm not quite sure why he did this, but he did, and I think it had an effect.
Jim Houck with us today talking about this election. So just before we go, how is the election working? This is not on the November ballot. It's a mail-in ballot that's out right now?
Yeah, this is a product of a change in the state law. I'm not exactly sure when it changed. But under certain circumstances, agencies like the Tulare Hospital District can say that we'd prefer to have a mail election. And what happens is that ballots are mailed to all the registered voters in the district, and the registered voters then vote and send the ballots back. It's like it's much cheaper, and there are some problems with it, but that's what they chose to do. I think what you have is a 30-day period to send your ballot back. I think the ballots were supposed to be mailed on the 1st of August, and they have to be mailed back by the 30th, I think.
Is it significant that they chose to do it in this fashion and not wait the few extra months to put it on the November ballot, especially considering we're expecting a rather high turnout in a presidential general election versus a special election in the middle of the summer?
So you'd have to ask them, but I assume that was part of the calculation. One of the things that you see a lot of is that it's changing. But for example, the city of Visalia, for years, elected its city council in odd numbered years, the reason, quite frankly. The city manager admitted to us in a meeting was that the people they wanted to vote, who were going to be supporting them, would vote regardless of when the election was, and the people who might not be supporting them would be voting only in, say, the presidential year or an even numbered year. So they were forced to change this, But nonetheless, that was clearly a factor. And I think I think you can assume that that was the same factor in Tulare. The same thing was true in Visalia. I mean, the Cuya Delta election was. I wasn't here at the time. I don't think it was yes, it was a mail or mail.
It was.
And it was in March or April, or I guess, or May, something like that. Same idea. I mean, they could have waited a month, but they chose not to because they figured that their people would, you know, the people who were their natural supporters would come out, would vote anyway.
And it's probably not the last time we will see a special election decide a major issue here in the Valley. And this one is coming up in Tulare. Again, voters being asked to support a new $55 million bond measure for hospital construction at the Tulare Regional Medical Center. Jim Houck with the Visalia Times Delta joining us today. They wrote a big series about the future of the Tulare Hospital in the paper. You can read it online at the Times Delta as well. Jim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for calling.